torture time. My name is Mr. 2020, and today we're going to dive into torture time. Well, some people do that every single day. Let's call it deadlines and dreadlines. But first, you're listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. It is 6:51 a.m., the 25th of April. I forgot to wish Susie Q a birthday. Oh, my God. She was like my first serious girlfriend from decades ago. Meanwhile, I could agonize about that all day long, couldn't I? And you get that was spontaneous. It really was, because I saw it was the 25th of April, which means her birthday would have been over now. Oh, good Lord. And I could agonize about that forever. I could. You ever notice people do that? They will agonize over trivia forever. See, and I'll call it trivia. Some of you will agonize over that for minutes, maybe forever. Meanwhile, I'm having the time of my life. That doesn't mean every day is perfect. That means every day is playful. That doesn't mean everything that I write or say is perfect. It does mean it's playful. Tends to be. I stopped shooting for perception. I'm sorry. I stopped shooting for perfection many moons ago. And yet I can still pick up that weapon and use it against myself anytime. Waiting for the perfect thing to say. Hoping to do the perfect thing. That's called torture. That's called using perfection as a torture device. And you can't have the time of your life when you are a torture device. But I seem to digress. And I seem to be sloppy with language, but I invite you to explore what I'm saying. Because deadlines become dreadlines. Because when you live in a world full of work, play becomes a reward or a distraction at best. You see, I was raised by nuns, pretty much. 8 years in St. John the Baptist grade school. You know, in Dream Driven Day, we explore the state of John the Baptist, the one who did violence to his desires. And boy, does that summarize up my birth name, when I was supposed to be born. I was supposed to be born on the feast day of John the Baptist. My years in Catholic school, most of my early life, I did violence to my desires. I would rationalize a lot of things out. I would think about a lot of things. I would regret a lot of things. I would try to be perfect in a few things. I used to throw 1,000 kicks a day. I could kick like Bill Superfoot Wallace. No shit. The difference was Bill was left-footed and I was right-footed. So when I watched Bill kick, it sort of did my head in, because like I modeled my kicking style after him for a while. But I also seemed to digress because I wasn't working toward perfection, throwing those 1,000 kicks a day. I was playing. I was playful. And you know, and I look back, I'm really not much of a kicker anymore. All these decades later, I can teach how to kick. Because I've got a lot of experience in kicking. But I also seem to digress a little bit, don't I? But I just had the time of my life kicking. Kicking the air, kicking a string, kicking a heavy bag, kicking a mitt. Kicking toward a human. Having people just stand there and me kick at them. Right? Kick cigarettes out of people's mouths. All kind of fun things. I had the time of my life. And I could honestly say probably less than 1% of my kicks mattered. And here's what I mean by mattered. Probably less than 1% of my kicks in my entire kicking career, spanning decades, mattered. If we define mattered as in kicks that I've thrown at real live human beings, with the intent to hit them, not to hurt them. I did a lot of competing. Point karate, a little bit of full contact fun. Had some great, well, my first two black belts became lifelong friends. but less than 1% of my kicks mattered. So one day I went over to my friend's karate school. I don't know why, just out of the blue. I called him up and says, hey, can I come over and train with your guys? He said, yeah, sure, love ya. I went over and some hooligans showed up. And they were watching the class, and they said, hey, can we spar? We're looking for a place to train. Can we spar with your guys? And my buddy, being a good guy, said yes. And I said, hey, Perry, how about if you take one guy and I take the other? We just have a little bit of fun. In other words, interview them a little bit before we unleash them on the students. And it started out all kind of playful and all kind of fun for me. And then I realized something. My guy was trying to take my head off. And that's not cool. So I gave him a little poke right between the eyes. Right? I'm that good. And I gave him a little poke behind or right between the eyes. And I didn't hurt him, but I touched him at full force. Just touched his skin, didn't penetrate his skull. And I looked at him, and I looked him in the eyes, and I penetrated his soul. And I said, sit. And his legs buckled, and I turned to his friends, and they got the message too. Meanwhile, my buddy, I look over, and he's got his guy in a headlock, right? I guess his guy was doing the same thing. Turns out these guys were part of a school that was moving to town. One of those bad karate schools like you see in the original Karate Kid. I haven't seen the new one, so I don't know if it's in the new one. But in the old one, there was a school that was just full of knuckleheads. And these guys were knuckleheads. They came in to hurt. And that was one time where my ability to kick, where my ability to poke between the eyes at full force without hurting anyone mattered. And so why do I share this today? I was having the time of my life, not hurting someone, helping a friend. Out of the blue, no planning. Yeah, we didn't plan for that. My buddy to this day says, you know what, I have no idea why you showed up that night. And I said, yeah, you do. We both do. And we were both clueless. But this is the power of love. This is the power of you. But let's get back to deadlines and dreadlines, shall we? See, a deadline and a dreadline is, God, they're just horrible. And there are ways that we prove to ourselves, well, there are ways that we can seek perfection by a certain time. And that just removes all the passion and all the play. If I had been training to use these skills in a way that was nefarious, if I had been preparing for the upcoming war, the upcoming win or loss. You see, that's what happens with a deadline. That becomes a dreadline. You win or you lose. So in other words, there's a war. On the other hand, I was just expressing myself. I was just exploring myself, throwing 1,000 kicks a day at the Scottsdale YMCA mostly. Or in the warehouse of Brillhart Hardware. Yeah, when the Y was closed and it was raining, I needed a place to train. So I trained in their warehouse more than once. Till they kicked me out. They said, you can't do that here. I says, well, I have been. I'm sorry. Meanwhile, I invite you to have more play in your life because you can have the time of your life every single day. And so here's one more bit you probably don't know. Probably 99% of what I produce, you will not hear in a podcast. You will not find in a product. It will not show up as the formal content in a course. 99% of it, you'll never, ever find in the areas that matter. But it'll show up in my comments, it'll show up in my private journals, it'll show up in stuff that I may or may not release someday. Because one of my states is writer, and I write a lot, because writer is a substate of happy, loving teacher. And I don't write for perfection, I write to play. The podcast, same thing. I play here. And I invite you to play. Because if you're in the pursuit of perfection, the way most people do, you're not going to discover that perfection exists in the play of you, in the passion you express. Can you hear the passion in my voice? Can you hear the play? So I imagine you having more of that in your life. And I'm going to invite you to something right after. You imagine up something yummy as we go into the silence. All right. So the most affordable and the most ongoing way that you can play with us on a regular basis, you can find at joinremarkable.com. That's joinremarkable.com. You'll get lost. You'll get found. You will get confused. I can promise you that. But you also get clarity about your life that you've never had before. You see, I bet you never thought about time or dreadlines. Or perfection, or play, or throwing 1,000 kicks a day. Why would someone do that? I bet you never thought about that stuff the way you did, well, the way you do now. And I invite you to explore with us. That's joinremarkable.com. Meanwhile, my other biggest passion right now are the live calls. We got one this Friday. Email me if you want a link. Limited to 10 people. It's my birthday one. I'm just going to explore 4 things that have totally transformed my life that I didn't know would when they showed up out of the blue. And the other bit, just go to NevilleGoddardStore.com. We've got hours and hours of live call recordings. A lot of swearing, a lot of caring, a lot of sharing. Have a lovely day. My name is Mr. 2020. You're listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. And maybe I'll just drop Susie Q a note. See ya.